The time's 70 minutes to nine. Has there been enough discussion in the election so far about climate change? Sir Brian Hoskins believes there has not. He is the chair of the Grantham Institute at Imperial College. He's a professor at the University of Reading, and he has been telling me that this failure to talk about climate change is a very big one.
But I see a total lack of the vision of where the world will be and where the UK will be in, say, 30 years' time. And it rather reminds me of the Titanic sailing into the waters with these icebergs around. Yet all you can hear from the passengers is they're in the bar and they're discussing who's going to buy the drinks. They're all in that boat together and there's some serious things around.
Why do you think it isn't top of the agenda?
It seems when we get to the discussions, it all goes down to the lowest level of what's going to make someone happy for the next 5 minutes, and the politicians seem to think that's going to buy their votes. Yet I think there must be a lot of people out there who really want to see just where are we going, what is that vision?
Is it fair to say, though, that actually in this election campaign and in all of our political discussions, it is reasonable that we initially focus on creating the prosperity that allows us to do everything else, including combating climate change?
I would say a key part of creating that prosperity is to have that idea of what will be a viable industry in 30 years' time, what will the international scene be that we're playing in, and prosperity, again, if you're not careful, means rather than the next 5 minutes, the next hour, but it doesn't mean really what is that long-term goal and what path can we take that will lead us and the world around us into being in the best place in 30 years' time.
Can you see, actually, we've got a terribly important climate change conference coming up in Paris later on in the year. Can you see, sort of between the parties, any difference in approach to that conference and to the part that Britain's going to play that would make a difference to how you regard them?
I can't say that I can see any big difference in the statements they've been making just recently. There have been things on energy policy, again, rather local things to the UK. But it isn't just the climate negotiations this year. This is an incredibly important year for the world, setting the framework for where the world's going in the next 30 years. And yet we don't hear that.
Sir Brian Hoskins, thank you very much.
The time, 14 minutes to nine. 100 years ago today, the nature of